Online Podcast Episode 62. Hello everyone. Tuan tuan dan puan puan, welcome to Online Podcast.
欢迎大家。
各位听众大家好，我现在就是吃着 lunch 啊。I'm having lunch right now, ladies and gentlemen. I couldn't find any time to do an actual podcast, so I'm actually here in my office. I'm having lunch. I thought I would quickly do a podcast since it's Friday. And I'm going to eat, but this time don't have to worry about my jaws popping. Because my microphone, I'm salivating actually. My microphone is actually on my desk and not on myself. But I'll still be chewing. So anyway, let me tell you a little bit about my salad. Mixed greens on the bottom. I'm just kind of herby potato and green beans with some sour vinaigrette, which I like, and some grilled chicken on top of it, on top of the whole salad. So I'm just eating. So I don't. Sorry. There are just a few things I want to talk to you about. The main thing is, I don't know, most of my listeners probably do listen to other podcasts, other queercasters. So if you're not aware of QPotter.org, you should go check it out. And one of the shows that's on QPotter, it's called The Feast of The Feast of Fools. And if you do listen to that show, you probably know who Victoria Lamar is. If you do not, that's the whole purpose that I'm doing the show. If you do not know what Feast of Fools show is, Victoria Lamar is a drag queen. They call her tranny, but she's a drag queen living with full-blown AIDS. And she's constantly on, at some point, she's a regular guest on The Feast of Fools. And she got busy with the show production that she was involved in. And then lately, she was admitted to the hospital because she has a full-blown, spinal meningitis. Was in great pain and couldn't eat and feeling really awful and bad. Pretty serious. Fausto did a show just of Mark and Fausto visiting Victoria Lamar at the hospital. Just to, cheer him up, pick him up. And they did. It was very touching. It was very Fausto, Victoria Lamar, Mark's own humor. And that really touched me because of how, no matter what your action is, the intention their main goal is to pick him up. So they did it the way that Victoria Lamar likes it. And it's very funny, it's very crude, and it's very, it's not the ones that you would be thinking about, like going to a hospital, oh, you're sick, I'm so poor, you, blah, blah, blah. That kind of way of picking him up. It's not at all like that. you can hear from Victoria Lamar's voice that she's really tired and weak and sick. But at the end of the show, he was just all excited about them being there and having this show. I don't know which show it was. If you go back to, if you go to feastoffools.net, there's also a link on my website, or you can go to the show notes and actually see the URL if you're listening to this on your iPod. It was very sweet and touching. And I think yesterday, today's show, the latest show also on the Feast of Fools also has something to do with that, Victoria Lamar also. Besides encouraging you to go over there to listen to the show, what touched me so much that I want to bring this up to even my listeners. Let me swallow my salad. They started a donation, PayPal donation for a pool of money to get Victoria Lamar's flowers, right? And I think within a day or two, the money went up to slightly over $100. And then they thought, and if you listen to the show, you know that Victoria Lamar always wants to have or find a computer, a cheap, less than $1,000 computer, so that she can actually do recording and do a video casting or whatever you call it, video blogging or audio blog or podcasting. And nothing else would pick up her spirit than having something to look forward to for her to sort of look forward to doing. So that's why the fund of getting her the flower and it's now turned to getting her a computer. You only have to do this if you're comfortable with this. I know them well through podcasting, obviously, and I went to the Feast of Fools website and donated also. If you are thinking about donating for my show, or even having the possibility of wanting to donate for my show, I encourage you to take that amount of money that you want to donate for me and go over to Feast of Fools and click on the Make a Donation button, the PayPal button, and actually get Victoria Lamar a computer. And I'm talking about, as long as there's one person, if each of you listening to this thing donate $1, I think we'll probably get to the goal very soon. So if you can just do that for me and for Victoria Lamar, for the community, I would really appreciate it. I just think it's such a sweet thing, and we've seen this happen before in the podcasting community, helping each other. I think once was before, I don't remember his name, but a guy from Britain came over here to the United States, and job didn't work out. They have to go back. Their two dogs couldn't go with them because they have to pay a huge amount of money to get the dog sent back, blah, blah, blah. And finally, Adam Curry just encouraged people to donate, and I donate, you know, a tiny bit. I think I'll probably donate like a few dollars, but they managed to collect enough money to send the dogs back. So, and we're talking about Victoria Lamar, a human being here. I'm sure people can actually do even better than that. So I hope you would consider donating $1 to $10, even $1 to $5. If a few of you do that, we will get the computer for Victoria Lamar, and it's a group effort. And I want to thank those of you. If you've done that, I would like to hear from you, and email me and tell me that you've done it. I would like to personally thank you, either by email or through my show. I think as of this morning, this is Friday, as of this morning, they've collected over $400. Just within a week, I think, we've collected about $400. So I just want to pledge that you go over to feastoffools.net and actually donate $1 or $5 or $10, if not more. And that would make Victoria Lamar really, really happy. So that's one thing that I want to tell you about, and hopefully we will get that for her pretty soon. And also listen to feastoffools.net regarding Victoria Lamar's situation, condition, and all that. I think that's about it. Let me see what time it's about. 10 minutes. Oh. None I'm eating right now. I was listening to Wanda Wisdom's yesterday show. She was talking about how as a kid she would do radio show and force people to listen to her. I'm sorry. As a child, she would produce radio show and force people to listen to the show. And that really reminded me of my own childhood. Because I have the training. I went to school for broadcasting and film. Audio production, film production, radio production is one of the stuff that we do. But when I think back before, when I was a young kid, I would play radio all the time. In fact, at one time, I actually have the FM, you know, one of those FM microphones. You turn on and you tune to the radio station. You can listen to yourself through the radio. I bought that for my best friend's birthday. Now I'll play with it all the time. And my poor friend David, not only does he have a gift that I really want, he's the one that I would force him to listen to my show all the time. I'll play music, I'll talk, and I'll have all kinds of fun radio stuff that I did. And of course, also growing up listening to a lot of Cantonese, Yu Guangbo Kek, Cantonese radio drama. So radio has been a big part of me. It's just kind of funny how I kind of got back into it, actually doing it through podcasting. That's kind of fun. This salad is good. I'm so sorry I'm chewing because this is the only time I have to do the show. And I want to thank Aaron again for emailing me. David R., of course. I love to hear from you. I've also discovered a few Asian podcasts. If you're listening to this using iTunes or iPod, go to iTunes directory, podcast directory, and look for international. Click on Chinese if you're interested in Cantonese podcasters or podcasts. There are a few new ones that's really good. One of them in particular is CMMP. CMM is the name of this person's blog. He's from Hong Kong. His name sounds kind of familiar, but, you know, all Chinese names sound familiar to me. His Chinese name is Lam Ziyang. Has a pretty cute website, and so I went there and I started listening to his show. It's a very new podcast. I think he only has two shows. But if you understand Cantonese, or if you want to just listen to Cantonese, go over to, I don't know what the blog is. It's like something like blog something, I don't know what it is. I'll put a link there on my show notes. Well, the best thing to do is to, if you have iTunes, is to go into the podcast directory and go under international and go to Chinese. You'll see CMM. I mean CMMP. There are also a few other. Oh yeah, and another one. I think I probably mentioned that on my previous show. Airlog. It's another good show. But that one's not in Cantonese. That one is in Mandarin. And those are the shows that I've always in the hunt for, because I want to be around the language. I want to hear it. Because I'm losing some of them very quickly. And so, I think that's about it for now. I'll see when I have time for my next show. I'm really busy. So I'll talk to you another time. Thank you for subscribing, and I'm sorry about my chewing and eating. Thank you for subscribing. It doesn't matter whether you're subscribing to this through iTunes or iPodder X or audio.com, whatever it is. I want to thank you personally for doing that. If you like the show, tell your friends about it. If you're considering donating, donate. See if you go to feastoffools.net and donate the same amount of money that you want to donate for the show to Victoria Lamar's Computer Fund. That would be really, really nice. And so that's it. And I thank you for subscribing, and please stay subscribed. And email me if you have any comment or questions about Victoria Lamar's Computer Fund or anything else. My email is online@gmail.com. My website is onlinepodcast.com. You can also find the same information on the show notes, or actually you can probably click it and on iTunes and even iPodder X. And I'm enjoying my lunch, can you tell? So thank you. One more time, thank you for considering to donate to get Victoria Lamar the computer. Thank you very much, and I will hopefully talk to you on Monday, okay? And have a great weekend. Don't forget to smile. Bye all. I'll finish my salad now.